Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
Okay, so there's Matt Rhule, and Matt Rhule is the guy who was coaching kids at Baylor University this past college football season. He just got paid. Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper is giving him something close to tenure with a 7-year deal, which could be worth up to $70 million.
Now, hindsight is always 50-50.
All right, so there's Matt Rhule, and then there's the Rooney Rhule, the latter being the NFL policy requiring teams looking for coaches to interview at least one candidate who was not white. And teams that don't do that could get fined. Now, I'm not so sure these rich owners are particularly moved by a $200,000 penalty.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
I mean, all that's manifested so far is an adherence to the letter of the law. Teams have been able to check the box and say they've interviewed at least one minority candidate. But what about the spirit of the law? I mean, what about interviewing more than one black dude? Interview several brothers. Speak with some Latino guys, Asian dudes, whoever is wearing a headset and is qualified. And then hire some of them. But it's like civil rights. Nothing's going to change until people's hearts change. Fines and wrist slaps aren't the final answers. But as long as fans keep showing up for games, as long as players keep showing up for games, as long as current NFL coaches keep showing up for games, it'll be the same old, same old.
Well, if that's true, ain't nothing going to happen.
That is. They're not going to rook us.
No.
Take that for data.
Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.